We're still reading the first letter of John. We're into the last time around. The letter of John is like a spiral staircase. It covers the same ground this way, but always on a higher level. And it does it three times. We just started yesterday the third time. And so we have there this discourse on love. And it's, well, we'll take a look at it for a moment here. Beloved, let us love one another. For all who are begotten of God, all who love, are begotten of God and know God. Now, three times in this letter, we have an all who practice justice, all who love, and then finally all who believe. And every time it's followed by, are begotten by God. This letter is very, very profoundly crafted, you know what I mean? The three ways we are begotten by God are, we practice justice, we love, and then for John, the apex is this meeting of love and faith. And this is because this, there, because you see, this letter is basically showing the fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah that days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made before when I took them out of Egypt and I was their master. But this is the new covenant. I will put my law in their hearts. I will write it within them. And then all shall know me. And they will respond to me. And you see, it's because I will give them my spirit, and I will remember their sins no more. Brother, need not teach, brother, know the Lord, all shall know me. And that's the theme of this letter, you see. All shall know me, because I will remember their sins no more. And this letter is a treatise on that prophecy. Over and over again, if you remember, we've had like, nobody has to teach you anything because you have the anointed spirit. You have the oil of anointing within you and you know everything. You remember when you heard that? You see, that doesn't mean we don't help one another, but it means that our teacher is the Holy Spirit himself. And that's the promise from Jeremiah, right? All shall know me. Now, to know God implies two things. Know, in the biblical tradition, particularly in the prophetic tradition, but all over, know means two things. It means to, the word in English would be recognize. Now, we recognize two ways. If I'm doing 90 miles an hour along this road here, and the policeman stops me, I say, I recognize your authority. But then, if I see somebody walking down the street, I recognize them. That's Joe. That's whatever. You see, I recognize them. Because, you see, knowing for the Bible always has the overtones of contact. To know God means to have contact with God. But the way to that contact and the manifestation of that contact is obedience. You see, that's why in Jeremiah is talking to the king, the son of Josiah. And he said, your father, Josiah, he didn't build himself a big palace. He didn't take care of himself like that. He looked after the poor and kept the will of the Father, the will of God. Is this not to know me? See, to know me means to recognize my authority. And then, the other way, that's the way God leads us, to have contact with him. That's why I read in the Bible, you know, Adam knew Eve, and she became pregnant. See, it's always contact. And that's why, you know, if somebody says, do you know God? You don't say, well, I guess so. You say, yes. Yes. Oh, you must be very holy. No, I am a disaster. But I know God because of his mercy. And that's to know him. And the way that they work together, of course, is to recognize his authority. To do what he says. If we read in the letter of in the Gospel of John, the one who keeps my commandments is the one who loves me, right? And I will love, and my Father will love him. And I will love him and show myself to him. That's 14:21. You see? So the way to know God, you see, is to obey. Because that's already to know God. And it leads to this contact. And that's the whole plan. And so you see, this let us love one another. Because love comes from God. And all who love are begotten by God. And know God. Now, you know, St. Augustine loves this passage, by the way. This is his favorite passage, probably in the whole Bible. And, of course, what the church does when the saint has a great passage, they put it there at the first reading. If it's a, you know, now here's one. If you look at his feast day, this is the first reading. Now, he's got a line in there. That commenting, actually it's in the, when he's commenting on the gospel, but he's talking about love, okay? And he said, here's the rhythm, my friends. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. And then look inside yourself. And there you will see, as far as you are able, God. Because he is the source of that love. So I really want to get to know God. Great. Obey. And there's one thing we know for sure. We're supposed to love each other. So why don't we just start right there? And then, as that love gets powerful, we're aware of its source. God. And that's basically the whole spiritual life. We got lots of things we can do and learn how to pray better, and it's all great. But it comes down to this, you see. And that's why we'll find we've already had it in chapter 3. You know, if a guy, you see somebody in need and you close your heart, how can you say there's any love in you? This is the key.